Though the weather has been quite miserable lately, that doesn't take away from the fact that Prague is at its loveliest in May, and one of the loveliest spots in the city at this time of year is Petrín Hill on the left bank of the Vltava. Indeed, the great view of Petrín from the other side of the river, from the National Theatre, for instance, is, I think, part of what makes the city so beautiful in general. In what other European capital is there such a large and visible expanse of lush greenery so close to the centre? But it's more than just a pretty place. Petrín also has an interesting history. Traitors were hanged there for hundreds of years, until the city's gallows were moved following the building in the 1360s of the Hunger Wall, a project by which Charles IV created work for the poor. Petrín also had a number of names over the centuries. It was apparently called Hora, or Mountain, at one time, before later being more accurately designated Kopets, or Hill. Another name was Vrch Svatého Vavřince, St. Lawrence's Peak, following the consecration of a church of the same name, on its peak. Today a cable car carries residents and visitors to that peak, where as well as the church they'll find a smaller copy of Paris's Eiffel Tower, with a viewing platform that creaks scarily in the wind, the Stefanik Observatory, and a carnival-style hall of distorted mirrors, guaranteed to send children into fits of laughter. Near the first of two stops on the funicular, halfway up the hill, there are a couple of restaurants. One, the relatively affordable Petrinské Terasy, has outdoor seating that offers one of the most spectacular views in Prague. At a wedding reception there about a decade ago, I witnessed the most amusing musical performance that I've ever seen. A Romani guy playing a Casio keyboard and singing phonetic imitations of English-language power ballads he clearly couldn't understand. Some parts of the choruses sounded close to the original actual lyrics, but the verses were sheer gibberish. Petrín was perhaps a suitable choice of location for a wedding party, as for many Czechs it's associated with love. Indeed, it's particularly popular with canoodling couples at this time of year, with many rendezvousing there on May the 1st at a statue of Karel Hynek Macha, author of the epic poem Mai.
Letter from Prague this week was by Ian Willoughby.